Can I ask you one stats question?
Yeah.
If you recall the stats homework, there's a question that asks us to look for outliers and use the like bona fide.
Oh yeah.
Whatever that is. And did you, when you ran it, did you get a, like, for the unadjusted p-value, you got, like, below 0.05,
mm-hmm.
but then an NA for the
yes.
the test. And I was curious, I saw that both you and Forrest decided that because the unadjusted p-value was under 0.05, that there was one outlier. But
yeah.
I thought that it needs to be compared to the bona fide whatever number in order for it to actually be a statistically significant outlier.
I think my understanding of it was
I thought it was like they gave you that number and then in relation to the B Italian number,
mm-hmm.
if you're adjusted, if your unadjusted p-value is like lower or higher than that, then it's an outlier. So I kind of pictured that, or at least the way I understood it based on the lecture, was like, this number is trending towards being an outlier, but according to the test, I at least I personally rejected the null hypothesis and said that there weren't outliers because that...
Well,